A very good evening. On behalf of Tidge 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. I would like this evening, Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, Rosh Hashanah 17a, pagination 33, to provide us with three phenomenal, very effective strategies in tefillah, in prayer, so that we have solid grounding of a tremendous opportunity in Zuchusim when you daven. I'm on the first wide line, in the middle of the line, Dorash Rava. Rava taught us. And if you'll drop down two lines, you'll see the second statement. Dalosi v'li Yehoshia. I am downtrodden, but you should help me. Says the Gemara, Afal pi shedola ani min ha-mitzvos, even though I am very lacking, I'm downtrodden in mitzvos, I don't have a lot of mitzvos. Li noel Yehoshia, you know, it's a good thing that you should help me. Now, you got to chew on that to try to figure out what exactly the Gemara is telling us is the person's great argument. There's some powerful argument here. I am downtrodden in mitzvahs. I don't have enough to bring to the table, so you should help me. There may be a pshat based on this Gemara, but it makes it much easier if you happen to know that the same exact Gemara comes up in Psachim, and in Psachim there are two critical words that are added. The Gemara in Psachim adds in two words. Aval l'cha ani. But I am to you. In other words, I am downtrodden in mitzvahs. I don't have enough to bring to the table. But I am loyal to you. If you ask me who I am, I'm a Jew. I'm a Yid. V'li no'el l'hoshia. And because of affiliation, you should save me. Such a powerful concept. When a team wins a ball game, do we ask the individual team members, so what's your RBI? It makes no difference. I'm part of the team. I'm wearing the team shirt. And that's the argument over here. Dola ani min ha-mitzvahs. I personally do not have a lot of mitzvahs. But l'cha ani. But I am loyal to you. And therefore, v'li no'el l'hoshia. I need something. And I'm part of the team. Hashem should grant it. Drop down another statement in the name of Rava. I'm counting up from the bottom six lines at the end of a line. Rava Omar, Rava said, Kolamavir al-Midosav, any person who is willing to pass over normal character traits. Normally, if you offend me, I get angry. This particular person passes over the normal character traits. There's an expression, a great Rav lost all his savings. He walked into a room for about 15 minutes and he came out and he was a changed person. He's smiling again. They ask him, how do you do it? He says, I can finish a masechta faster than most people. So I agonized over the loss faster than most people. I'm done with it. And now it's time to move on. That's ma'avir al midosav. You could just pass over. Everybody else, they could be bereigas, they could be angry for 5 years over it. They could be angry for a lifetime. This person is ma'avir al midosav. He just lets it pass. Ma'avirin lo al kol pesha'ov. Such a person, Hashem passes over his averis. Doesn't notice them. Shenemar, that's the pasuk. No se ovon va'over al pesha, that Hashem is willing to overlook wrongdoing for a person who overlooks wrongdoings that were done to him. And the Gemara says a story. Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua Cholash, it happened that this particular Talmud Chacham got very sick. O Rav Papa l'shiyulebei, Rav Papa went to inquire about him. Bikur cholim is to check in. Chazya, he saw the cholish le'alma, that it's real serious. Amaluhu, tzavisu le'zavdosa, so you should start preparing the tachrichim. You should start preparing the burial shrouds for him. L'sof itpach, and then he recovered. So have a mikhsef Rav Papa le'mechzayei. Rav Papa was embarrassed to encounter Ravuna Beredi of Yeshua because he had already given him up for dead. Amalei. But eventually they have a conversation and he says, my choses, you know, what happened? What pulled you through? Amalohu, in, you're right. I was a dead man, so to speak. But hachi have, that's the way it was. V'omalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem said, I heard a voice, Hashem saying, Ho yivolomukim b'milei, since he doesn't stand on ceremony when he's offended, lo sakumu ba'adei, we shouldn't stand on ceremony on his shortcomings either. Shenemar, and that's the pasuk, nose ovon v'over al pesha, associated with the Yud Gimel Midos. So we have two strategies so far in prayer. One is a person who's loyal to Hashem. L'cha ani, I'm one of yours. You have to take care of me. And the second is to overlook other people's shortcomings as they offend us. And Hashem, in turn, will overlook to justify a good decree to us. Let's move on to Amud Beis. Counting down from the top about 10 lines, the first word on the line is Chesed. Vayavar Hashem alpono vayikra. Hashem passed in front of Moshe, and he called out as follows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Il mole mikra kosuf. If not for the pasuk saying it, yevshala omra, we could never make up such a thing. But what our tradition on this pasuk is that Moshe perceived in his nevuah, the communication to Moshe was melamed shenasatav hakadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur, that Hashem was kaviyachol wrapping himself in a talis like a chazan, like a shliach tzibur. The herald of Moshe said the tefillah, and he was showing Moshe how to daven. Why is Hashem wearing a talis? So he's showing Moshe, he's role modeling. But some mefarshim take it a step further because we know that Hashem also davens, so to speak. Hashem yearns to be able to do good to Klal Yisrael. We have in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, Hashem davens. So Hashem's davening. He wants good things to happen. He's willing it, that it should happen. We just got to play along, make it possible. Amalo, Hashem said to Moshe, Kol zman sheYisrael chotin, any time that Klal Yisrael does averus, yasu lefanei keseder hazeh, follow this formula, va'ani mocha lohem, and I will forgive them. That's a pretty powerful formula for prayer. What's the formula? The formula starts, Hashem, Hashem. We say Hashem's name twice. Gemara says, why? Ani hu kodem sheyechta ha'odam, v'ani hu la'achar sheyechta ha'odam. I am the same Hashem before the person sinned, and I am the same Hashem after the person sinned. Why is that so important? Why is that so powerful? Because sometimes we get misguided in chet, and we think that Hashem lost out. Hashem didn't lose anything out. Hashem is the same Hashem before. Hashem is the same after. You do tshuva, you don't do tshuva. It makes no difference to Hashem. The only difference to Hashem is the nachas that He wants you to succeed. He wants you so much to succeed. That's the difference. You could give Hashem nachas. But if a person realizes that, it's not about you, Hashem. Oh, you want me to say I'm sorry? I'll say I'm sorry. Can I have a good year? It's about me. If it's about me, the person, then you're able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's coupled with that is Kel Rachum V'Chanun, Hashem is able to be much more generous. We know that a mashal in human relationships, a worker comes to the boss. The boss says, why did this happen? Right? If the person says, with reverence, you are the boss, you're right for noticing my shortcomings, I'm sorry, I'm going to give some explanations, I'm going to make a commitment for the future. If the boss sees that there's a boss-worker relationship, the boss can be very generous. He can say, okay, we won't punish you this time. We won't dock you. If the person is trying to stand his ground, what do you want from me, an apology? So then the boss doesn't have the dynamic to be generous. Hashem, Hashem, when a person realizes that it's not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's about me trying to be the best I can be, then that too is a tremendous formula for the tshuva and the tefillah to be accepted. One final thought. We know that there's a big tumult in the poskim, Slichas night, when we put on a talus at night. If you should make a bracha, if you should not make a bracha, it's a big problem because it's at night, and really a talus is only your isemo, so it's a day beged. You're supposed to make a bracha, you're not supposed to make a bracha. The recommendation is that you have to borrow a talus from somebody else. You have to borrow a talus from somebody else so that we're not worried you should make a bracha. The question is, there are plenty of shuls where constantly, every night, they wear a talus for Mayruv. And they're not bothered by this shaila. What's the answer? It's very simple. It's this Gemara. A person puts on a talus for Kavod HaTzibur. You're not wearing the talus because you're wearing a garment. You're wearing it for Kavod HaTzibur, to honor the people. A person flips on a talus, mincha, on Shabbos or by a Tainas Tzibur or something. He's not wearing a talus. He flips on a talus to get an aliyah. He doesn't make a bracha for that. Mishnah Berurah says, I'm putting it on the Kavod HaTzibur. I'm not because I want to wear a garment. So a person davens for the Amud, he's putting on because he wants to honor the Tzibur. But when he puts it on for Slichas, he's wearing the talus. He wants to wear the talus. Because the very essence of Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanon, we're being told, is that Hashem appeared to Moshe in the Nevuah, Nis'atif B'talus, wearing a talus. Apparently, the two go together, and that's the correct dress for Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanon. And therefore, this is a unique case, Slichas, with Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanon, you're actually wearing the talus as a garment, and you would have to make a bracha. Whereas any other time that we wear a talus, it's just a kavod hatzibur, it's a garment, an ornament, and you wouldn't. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.